Welcoming all of you to the Bhakti Sangha conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Jeevan Gauri Hari Prabhuji. Prabhuji is going to enlighten us on the special topic of glorifying of Srimati Sita Thakurani and Lalita Sakhi, Srila Jeeva Goswami and Srila Haridas Thakur. Before going to the class, I'll hand over the call to Praveen Gurovit Prabhuji to give brief introduction of Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhu.
Lakshmi Mataji is going to give the introduction.
Okay. Lakshmi Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Thank you so much, Varadana Mataji. I feel very fortunate to read a brief introduction about His Grace Jeevan Gaur Hari Prabhuji. So, His Grace Jeevan Gaur Hari Prabhuji has been associated with ISKCON for almost 22 years now. He's a disciple of His Holiness Jayapadaka Swami Maharaj. He's a sector leader for the South Chennai zone and with more than 25 Bhakti Vraksha. Every year, he takes hundreds of devotees to Mayapur and Puri, proficient in Tamil, with his articles getting published regularly in Tamil BTG magazine. His online Tamil classes on Chaitanya Leela attracts numerous devotees worldwide. So without taking further ado, I would like to hand over the call to Jeevan Gaur Hari Prabhuji. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, over to you. Dandvat.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandvat Pranamal goes to Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhuji, for your valuable time and association to us this morning and enlightening on the special topic, Prabhuji. Now I'll hand over the call to you. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, thank you Vardhana Mataji, thank you Lakshmi Mataji. Om Ajnana Timurandasya Nananjana Salakaya Saksharun Militam Yena Tashmai Shri Guruve Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Pashatyate Sadarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Garadara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, dear devotees, Matajis, Prabhujis. First of all, I seek your blessings and prayers to glorify these four wonderful transcendental personalities, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, Jeeva Goswami, Sita Thakurani, and Lalita Shakti. The glory of Sharanam is that by continuously hearing the transcendental pastime instructions and also the mood in worshipping the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna, is so potent, Srila Prabhupada says, that gradually it takes us not only close to Krishna, but also to see Krishna face to face. Such is the process of Shravanam and also Kirtanam. So today, we will be saying about these four great transcendental personalities. I would also like to take you to the places of visit where these personalities have performed the transcendental pastimes. So the first place we will be seeing about the glorious pastimes of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Every day before chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we used to recite Sikshashtaka, and we also beg forgiveness as well as blessings from Nama Prabhu. Especially special prayers to Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, only by whose mercy we can engage in the effective chanting of the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nama Prabhu is very merciful, personified holy name, as well as Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur, his a famous transcendental pastime places today. We will be seeing about Budana, that is the birthplace of Haridas Thakur, that is in Bangladesh. Then after that, he moved to Benapola, where he actually delivered Lakshahira, and thereby inducing her to chant the 3 lakh holy names. That is also in Bangladesh. Then actually, he came to Haridaspur, the other side of Benapola. There he did Harinam Bhajan. From there, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur settled in Fulia, that is near Shantipur. And you all know that he was chanting in a cave. So that place. And from there, he went to Navadvip. He participated in Lord Chaitanya's Nama Sankirtan pastime. And from Navadvip, and Mahaprabhu took sannyas and went to Puri. Mahaprabhu personally gave him a residence, that is Siddha Bakul Puri. So we will be seeing all these transcendental beautiful places, and we can pray. Definitely, there are many deeper instruction and meaning what Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur has actually instructed us in chanting the holy name Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this Budana, as well as this other place called as Benapola, it is actually in Bangladesh. When you go to Mayapur, just 2 to 2.5 hours travel, there is an India-Bangladesh border, and that place is called as Haridaspur. Haridaspur is actually in the Indian side. And when we cross the border, then immediately that place is known as Benapola. So we can, so this is the, when we went to Bangladesh, somehow or other, before we had a chance to go to Bangladesh twice. So once we crossed Bangladesh through this border, Benapola, and one more place is also called as Dedi, and one more place is also there, which is near Malda, that comes near to Kethuri. So there are more ways to enter into India-Bangladesh border. So in this virtual yatra, you just meditate that you have got visa, virtual visa, and we are now crossing the border. And we can increase the curiosity to see the birthplace and also the other transcendental pastime places in Bangladesh. Certainly, to enter into Bangladesh, we need a visa. So who are all attending here? We have got a virtual visa by the grace of Lord Chaitanya. And now we are entering. It is a Muslim country. So naturally, there will be some anxiety. But still, by the mercy of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur and Lord Chaitanya, we are somehow or other entering into this border. And this is the place which is called as Madhavi Tala. Madhavi Tala, this is the exact place where Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur came here. He sat under this tree and chanted 3 lakh holy names of Krishna every day. And actually, the glory of Haridas Thakur was spreading far and wide, that Ramachandra Khan. So he became envy, and he wanted to bring down the glory of Haridas Thakur. So he hatched a conspiracy, sending this beautiful Lakshahira girl to induce him, so that he actually wanted to catch Haridas Thakur red-handed and thereby expose him to the public. But he didn't know that actually he is playing with the fire. And Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, he know very well that Ramachandra Khan has hatched a conspiracy, and that's why Lakshahira has been sent here. He was actually supposed to leave this place, but in order to deliver Lakshahira, he actually sat here. And when Lakshahira expressed her desire, he told the next day, then the next day, then third day, actually by constant hearing of the holy name, Lakshahira was completely purified. And this is the exact Madhavi Kala tree which we are seeing now, where Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur sat here. And after delivering Lakshahira, he went to Haridaspur. But he told to Lakshahira, you go and then sell all your properties. I mean, he told to donate them to the Brahmanas. And then she was completely immersed. Actually, in this world, the real contagious disease is Krishna Bhakti, Krishna Prem. And we can see how Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur transferred that love for Krishna to Lakshahira. And certainly we can pray in this place. Generally, for devotees, when they are to chant the holy name, two things happen. Either they think about the past or they think about the future. But when we eat prasad, we always think about the present. But while chanting, generally the tendency of the mind is to go here and there like a grasshopper. So the mind is actually like a Lakshahira, wandering here and there. And definitely, by the mercy of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur and praying, actually in chanting the holy name, Prabhupada says that the effective chanting is how much we hear, distinctly chanting and effective hearing. And certainly in the initial stage, it needs an art of bringing the mind frequently. But when once reaches the stage of nishta, then the path of chanting, one gets taste. But in the initial stage, 50% of bhakti till nishta is only difficult, struggling. And after nishta, every stage is, we can perceive that it's a mercy of Guru and Gauranga. So this is the place, Madhavi Tala tree. So we can pray to Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur that there is no distraction of mind while we are engaged in the seva and chanting the holy name. And in this Benapala, it is actually maintained by Gaudiya Math Ashram. And this is the tree which is just opposite to the Madhavi Tala tree. And this is the place where Lord Chaitanya and Advaita Acharya, they also met here. So this place is Benapala, Bangladesh. More sweet pastimes also happened here. And we can also see Sri Sri Gaur Nittai, deities at Benapala. The wonderful deities. And definitely Sri Sri Gaur Nittai and also the murti of Lord Chaitanya carrying the transcendental body of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. And there is also a diorama exhibition inside this mat, which is so glorious to have, to see the transcendental pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, how he delivered Lakshahira. And this is the place Budana. Those who have read Chaitanya Charitamrita, they would have come across this place called as Budana. So Budana is the place where Haridas Thakur took birth. So along with the safari team, we had a chance to come here. Benapola is the place where Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur delivered Lakshahira. Budana is the place where Haridas Thakur took birth, and by mercy of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, also by Lord Chaitanya, ISKCON has also acquired few acres of land, because it is the desire of our previous acharyas. These places have to be nicely built and constructed. So this is a place like, you can say like half an hour travel from Benapola will be Budana. And there is also a nice, wonderful murti of Haridas Thakur. Lord Chaitanya, he appeared in Mayapur. So Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur appeared here in Bangladesh. Then he shifted from Budana to Benapola that we saw earlier. So everywhere where we used to go, actually our process is that we have to roll in the ground crying for mercy, because our acharyas, they have started a crying school. We may not have developed a taste for chanting the holy name. That is a different thing. We are in the process of getting taste. But when we pray, when we cry, like intense crying and then begging. Definitely by the mercy of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, very soon we will get love for chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna. So devotees, they are circumambulating this Madhavi Tala tree. So where Haridas Thakur stayed here, because Nishtha should be the steadiness in chanting the holy name. And after Lakshahira was delivered, we all know that how she became a wonderful Vaishnavi. And there are many lessons which we have to learn from the pastimes of the Acharyas. One thing is that, like Mrigari, Narada, he told to Mrigari to break the bow. And definitely, after you become a Vaishnava, you will be personally maintained by the Lord. Initially, he was having some reluctance in breaking the bow, but by the purity of Narada, he did it, and then he was maintained very well. Like that, Lakshahira, she left her profession of earning money, and then she was completely immersed in chanting. And we can know that how she is also nicely maintained. The main thing we have to fully get convinced is that existence, one is the gross existence, subtle existence, and also in the spiritual existence. So Krishna maintains the living entities, the gross level, subtle level, and also on the spiritual level. So we should have full faith on that. And Prabhupada says that whatever problem comes, when we have deep faith in chanting the holy names of Lord Krishna, everything, whatever may be the obstacles, that gets eradicated gradually and also very swiftly. And we are also seeing the murti of Haridas Thakur here. They are actually nicely worshipped in Benapola. And Haridas Thakur, after delivering Lakshahira, he moved to Haridaspur, which is in the Indian border. And there we have a beautiful ISKCON temple built. It's exactly in the India-Bangladesh border. Beautiful temple, beautiful deity of Radha Krishna. And here, you will be also seeing some little tomb in the right side. So that is actually the Tulasi Mada. Before Tulasi, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur was worshipping, praying continuously. And Srila Prabhupada used to say in Chaitanya Charitamrita, in all ISKCON center, we should introduce the system that everyone should chant before the Tulasi in order to get a special mercy. So this was the system that was introduced to us right from the period of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. A beautiful deity, a beautiful ashram, Radha Krishna. And from here, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, he did some bhajan here. Then he shifted himself from here to Shantipur. Most of the devotees, you would have visited Shantipur. From Shantipur, 20 minutes travel is Fulia. Fulia is the place where Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur used to chant there in a cave. So Haridas Thakur, so he used to chant in Fulia. We can see this is the Fulia place, a 20 minutes travel from Shantipur. We can see the murti of Haridas Thakur. And there is a cave which you can see in the left hand side. It goes very deep. Actually, Haridas Thakur was sitting inside. Now there is a murti which they have established near to that cave. And you all know that what pastime happened here. When Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur used to chant in this cave, lot of people, that was a big cave at that time, lot of devotees used to come and then pay obeisances to Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. At that time, this great poisonous python, that was also living inside the cave. And since by the poisonous vapor, the other devotees, they would feel suffocated. But Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, he don't feel any disturbance. He used to constantly chant the holy name. And this is an instruction in each pastime, in Mahaprabhu's pastime, there should be a wave of reflection. If we actually meditate, many realization will come. So this means that once we reach the stage of Nishta, that is constant chanting, the external situation that will not create trouble and there will be no disturbance. But the other people, they were feeling suffocated, but not Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. So the potency of chanting and the potency of bhakti, I mean, to watch to what extent we are observed, only mind gets distracted. But if the mind somehow or other gets fixed, then the external situation and disturbances will not affect us. And apart from that, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur felt that you devotees, you are all so intimately connected to Krishna and you are all feeling a suffocation. If I reside here, naturally to visit me, you are coming here. I want to get out of this place. At that time, what happened? Paramatma, who was situated in the heart of the large python, he gave the instruction. Now you move out of this cave. So like that, we can see even in the pastimes, many pastimes of Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada Leelamrita, many people used to threaten him in preaching. Sometimes a situation will arise, like there will be a situation where he can be harassed. But nothing happened to Srila Prabhupada, because the super soul residing in the heart of the other living entities, Paramatma gives instruction, here is my pure devotee, you should not disturb him, get up. So, and in presence of all the devotees, this python left that cave. So actually, when we are deeply immersed and absorbed in loving Krishna, actually nothing can stop us. That's why bhakti is called as ahaituki. Nothing can stop us. Only the problem is actually it is created only by the mind. If you are completely immersed, no one can stop our advancement and progress in bhakti. And it is a one-to-one relationship with the Krishna. We may have some difficulty in relationship with the other living entities, but that doesn't matter. But as far as we try to perfect ourselves in loving Krishna, everything will become smooth. So this is the place, a place called as Fulia, that is near Shantipur, 20 minutes ride from Shantipur. Definitely every devotee, it's actually, we can say, exactly on the way to Mayapur only. Just you have to, if you know the road, maybe few kilometers inside the main road, this Fulia is there. Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, he gave a wonderful lesson and instruction to us, even when he was threatened by the Muslim king. You have to give up chanting holy name. He told, even if you cut me into many pieces, each cell in my body would chant, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Apart from that, Lord Chaitanya, he said, actually, Haridas Thakur, because in Mahaprakasa Leela, Lord Chaitanya, he was fulfilling all devotees' desire. So when he called Haridas Thakur, he told Haridas Thakur, when we were beaten in 22 marketplaces, I actually released my Sudarshan Chakra, but it failed, it didn't work because of your intense prayer. For those who were beating you, you are praying to me for their deliverance. Then how my Sudarshan Chakra will work? So your potency in prayer is very strong. Mahaprabhu told to Haridas Thakur. Then in this place called as Fulia, actually in Benapola, Haridas Thakur was tested by the professional prostitute named as Lakshahira. That was in Benapola. But in Fulia, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur was tested personally by Maya Devi. We all know how attractive is Maya Devi. So she was showing many gestures, but his mind didn't even get distracted even for a single second. Then Maya Devi accepted her defeat, and then she also got initiated from Haridas Thakur into this harinam of chanting the Maha Mantra. So we can see Lakshagira testing Haridas Thakur is nothing compared to the beauty of Maya Devi, because whatever the opulence and beauty we are seeing in this material world, it is indirectly a creation of Maya Devi. So definitely, for one who is completely immersed like Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, no distraction happens. We can see continuously the Lakshahira, then here the Paitan, then here the Maya Devi. So the bhakti process is also like that. When we go closer and closer to Krishna, and the love for Krishna gets perfected, nothing can stop Jiva. No distraction comes. So that is a stage that has to be attained with a lot of struggle, and certainly by prayers of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, we can endeavor to attain the perfection by following in their footstep. The Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, he also participated in the Nama Sankirtan pastimes in Navadvip along with Lord Chaitanya, Nityananda. Then when Mahaprabhu took sannyas at Katwa, then he shifted his residence to Puri. At the time, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, he also came to Puri. At the time, this place, Siddha Bakul, this was personally selected by Lord Chaitanya, and he gave this residence to Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. This is called as a Bakul tree. And here, there is also a murti of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Since he was born in a Mohammedan family, he didn't want to disturb the Pandas who are engaged in devotional service to Jagannath. So he didn't go there. Though he didn't go there, the same Jagannath, who is none other than Lord Chaitanya, daily he would personally come here and then give prasad to Haridas Thakur as well as some flower garland. And he actually planted a toothbrush of Lord Jagannath, which actually grew as a Siddha Bakul. This place, we all know that it is very near to the seaside. So Mahaprabhu used to go there and then take bath. Whoever comes to Puri, Mahaprabhu used to ask only two things. One is that, have you taken bath at Samudra? Then he used to ask, have you taken a darshan of Jagannath and Prasad? That's all. If these things happen, Puri Yatra is successful. So this is the wonderful Siddha Bakul tree. Haridas Thakur residence. So he was staying here, personally selected by Mahaprabhu, and he was residing here, and from here he could see the Gopuram of Jagannath temple. And in this place only, when Rupa Goswami came, he stayed along with Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, and so sweet, wonderful pastimes happened here. And Lord Chaitanya, he used to converse with Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. That's a big subject, but the core essence is that. So how to show mercy, the extraordinary mercy to a living entity? So this was the question asked by Lord Chaitanya, and Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur answered that by loud chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this loud chanting of the Maha Mantra, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur said that every living entity gets delivered. That is the beauty. Some devotees might have realized, daily we are chanting the holy name. But certainly, even many germs, bacteria, microorganisms and other jivas, they also get delivered just by hearing the chanting of the holy name. So such is the powerful potency of chanting the holy name. Because the 84 lakh species, all living species, they are not endowed of the sense of ear as well as tongue. And certainly, if a person uses his tongue as well as ear in chanting and hearing the holy name, and also gives others an opportunity to hear that, that is the real Jiva Doya. Mahaprabhu enunciated three principles: Jiva Doya, Harina, Vaishnava Seva. Jiva Doya, giving all living entities an opportunity. Giving the living entities to hear the Harinam is itself a great opportunity. That is real Jiva Daya, Vaishnava Seva. Whenever we find a Vaishnava, we have to serve him. And then Harinam, it benefits us. Soft Japa benefits us, and the loud Japa benefits other living entities. And Haridas Thakur told that even in the forest and in any many places, when we loudly chant the Hare Krishna, the echo is also a reciprocation given by the trees. He used to say this. So we can see how Harinam attracts all living entities, and certainly even the immovable species are also not exempted. So Ramacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, he decided to end his, because he knew that Mahaprabhu is going to wind up the pastime. So he didn't want to witness those pastime. It would be certainly painful to his heart. So Ramacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, he personally prayed to Lord Chaitanya, "I want to see your beautiful face, darshan, and I want to give up my body." And here a most important thing is that when Ramacharya Srila Haridas Thakur prayed to Lord Chaitanya that his aggressors who were beating him, they should be spared. His Sudarshan Chakra didn't work like that. The desire of pure devotee never goes in vain. So it was his desire, Ramacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Mahaprabhu couldn't do anything. Anyhow, Mahaprabhu fulfilled his desire. And in one nice day, Ramacharya Srila Haridas Thakur saw the wonderful, beautiful face of Mahaprabhu. And then he left his body, and Mahaprabhu took Haridas Thakur in his lap, and then he was personally dancing. So what more fortune is there for Haridas Thakur? He personally left the body, seeing the beautiful face of Lord Chaitanya. And it was a festival, because Vaishnava disappearance is always celebrated as a big festival. Personally, Lord Chaitanya cremated Haridas Thakur, the beach shore. So he was bathed nicely, and then all devotees assembled there. Everyone chanted the holy name. So we can see in Ramachandra's pastime, Jadayu was personally cremated by Ramachandra Bhagavan. And here we can see Ramacharya Srila Haridas Thakur body is personally cremated by Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu told, whoever comes here and then takes bath here at the Puri, at this holy place, I grant them love for Krishna, Krishna Prem. Like that Mahaprabhu said in Puri, whoever drinks or baths in a place called as Paramananda Puri Kuva, well, they will also get love for Krishna. And he also said one more thing, whoever takes bath in Ganga during my appearance day, that is Gaur Purnima, they also attain love for Krishna. So even when we are present in anywhere, just chanting the holy name Ganga and then taking bath, it is also tantamount, equivalent, like bathing in Ganga. So Mahaprabhu, he told this place will become like a holy Tirtha. And Lord Chaitanya, he personally cremated Haridas Thakur. It's a big festival. And whenever Vaishnava departs, actually both things happen simultaneously. One is that they get entrance into the spiritual world. And here in the material world, we have the feelings of separation. So it's a mixed feeling for Vaishnavas. But for us personally, there will be no satsang if a Vaishnava departs or leaves our company. But in the spiritual world, he is welcome. So both the things are there. And Lord Chaitanya, he personally did Madhukari. He went to each shop. In Puri, you all know the Ananda Bazaar. So he went to each shopkeeper. He personally begged for prasad, because there should be a feast given for Vaishnava disappearance. Lord Chaitanya personally begged on. So it means that actually we should be always humble. Mahaprabhu, he also expressed his humility of begging to each shopkeeper. And then there was a grand feast given. And there is also Haridas Thakur Samadhi in Puri. The devotees go there and then chant and then pray to get taste for chanting the holy name. So definitely, these places could be remembered daily. Bhudana, the birthplace of Haridas Thakur, Benapola, the place where he delivered Nakshahira, Haridaspur, where he did some bhajan, Fulia, where actually the python left. Then he came to Siddha Bakul, where he chanted a holy name, Trilak, every day. And this is also the Samadhi places. So these places can be meditated mentally, manasiga. There is nothing wrong in daily meditating. So how Mahaprabhu is so merciful and intimately related to Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, that we can see. So Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, the glory is unlimited. But for our purification, to whatever extent we can understand, trying to understand, that is certainly pleasing to Mahaprabhu, that is for sure. And now we are going to visit Uchagon. Uchagon, that is the birthplace of Lalita Shakhi. And Lalita Shakhi is very intimately related to Srimati Radha Rani. So you all know Barshana and also Nandagram. Barshana is the birthplace of Srimati Radha Rani, wonderful palace. Surrounding Barshana is only the Ashtashakhi villages, and one village is Uchagon, and that is Lalita Shakhi's birthplace. So Uchagon, Barshana are very, very intimately related. We all know that it is a esoteric pastime, amorous pastime, conjugal pastime, highest way of expressing a love for Krishna, and how Srimati Radha Rani is the most dearest bhakta, we can say. And Lalita Shakhi, she is her very close, confident associate. So we all know the beautiful place of Barshana. From here, we can see even the Ashtasakhi villages, not far from here. A few miles from Barshana is Uchagon. So all the Ashtasakhis, eight Sakhis used to come here. And they also go to other Sakhi places also for pastimes with Radha Krishna. There are many pastimes that are mentioned in the Goswamis, where in one principle we can know that the depth, the reciprocation Krishna has for his devotees, and also the devotees' love for Krishna, that is unparalleled. We can say Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the creator, but as far as loving exchanges is concerned, he is hankering for love from various devotees. And certainly we are in the Gaudiya Vaishnava Parampara, certainly we have to understand the mood of worship. And our HOD, head of the department, is Rupa Manjari. Rupa Manjari is the chief assistant of Lalita Shakhi. And Lalita Shakhi is the chief assistant of Srimati Radha Rani. So certainly we can understand, certainly we can have a transcendental pride in having these acharyas. I mean the Rupa Goswami and also the other acharyas in our parampara. Certainly, when we think of ourselves, we should be humble, but when we think of the acharyas, we can have pride on them. So, one thing is that how intimately they are related to Radha Krishna, how intimately. So, just by following their instruction, we should be 100% assured that we are sure to reach the destination of serving Radha Krishna by their mercy, and only by their mercy through them. So this is the Uchagon, this is the birthplace of Lalita Shakhi. Actually, in principle, we can understand the Shakhis. There are different varieties of Shakhis, even Madhuri Rasa, the left wing Gopi, the right wing Gopi. The left wing Gopi is headed by Lalita Shakhi. So they are not submissive to Krishna. Right wing Gopis, under the leader of Chandravali, they are always submissive to Krishna. The mood of worship is little different. Chandravali thinks that I belong to Krishna. The left-wing gopi, especially Lalita, Srimati, Radharani, think that Krishna belongs to us. So the sense of intimacy is more in the left-wing gopis. And she acts boldly, chastising even Srimati Radharani and Krishna. And behind is so much love she has for Srimati Radharani and also to Krishna. And her relationship with Radha Krishna is so intimate. Whenever Srimati Radharani feels separation, she used to call Lalita Shakhi. And she knows the perfect art of pacifying Srimati Radharani. That's why in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's Leela, this Lalita and Vishakha, they came as Ramananda Rai and Swarup Damodara. They know the perfect art of pacifying Lord Chaitanya when he was expressing the feeling of separation during his stay at Jagannath Puri. And so this place, Unchagon, this is the birthplace of Lalita Shakhi, very near to Darshana. And these places and all, even many devotees now, they are now in Vrindavan, visiting all these wonderful places. So we can certainly appreciate the mood, how Lalita Shakhi, she has for worshipping Radha Krishna. And she is also very expert in the art of decorating Srimati Radharani. Magnanimous, we can say. And also, she used to say to Srimati Radharani, when Krishna comes, don't be submissive. You speak harshly, you speak boldly. But Radharani says, yeah, I am also thinking that I should speak harshly to Krishna. But whenever Krishna comes to me, my every harsh mood that evaporates and I become submissive. But Lalita used to say to Srimati Radharani, no, you should be unsubmissive. Then only we can bring Krishna under our control. And she knows how to speak sweetly. She may apparently speak harshly, but that is a parokshavar. But internally she has so much love for Radharani and Krishna. And there are varieties of Shakis where some Shakis are more inclined to Srimati Radharani, some to Krishna, some are neutral. But Lalita, she is completely inclined to Srimati Radharani. That's why Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says, Naina Manjari. That for us, everything is only Srimati Radharani. We don't even bother about Krishna, because for us, our left-wing gopis, they are all concerned how to please Srimati Radharani. And Srimati Radharani always thinks of Krishna. So we have International Society for Krishna Consciousness. So she is the chief gopis. And she used to wear dresses in the color of peacock. Because why peacock color dress? Because just by seeing peacock, she can induce the mood of Srimati Radharani to love Krishna more and more. And she is expert in playing veena, tambula, betel nuts. So expert. Whatever little seva they do, they are completely expert. And then she used to also fan to Srimati Radharani and to Krishna. These gopis, they don't want to associate with Krishna directly, but they always want to see the divine couple, Radha Krishna, in a swing or in a combined way. Then their happiness increases millions and millions of times. But sometimes Krishna, he is very mischievous. He personally, he comes and then he, like a mischievous boy, he used to touch the gopis and manjaris. But that doesn't give so much ecstasy rather than seeing Radha and Krishna together. Such is the mood. So we have to understand that. So Rupa Manjari, she is her chief assistant. And apart from that, when Lalita Shakhi starts to speak, Krishna becomes submissive, because Krishna knows very well that he cannot win in debate with Lalita Shakhi. So Krishna submits to this wonderful dear devotee, Lalita Shakhi. And such one such debate I can mention is that Krishna used to say to Lalita Shakhi, "Hey, you gopis, you girls, you come to the Vrindavan forest and then pick flowers and then you are all destroying my gardens, my wonderful Vrindavan gardens." And then Lalita Shakhi used to speak in a jovial way. You have never planted one seed or one plant or one tree in Vrindavan. Rather, you come along with your cows, and your cows, they eat all the plants, and you are only destroying a Vrindavan garden. And then Krishna will say that I am a religious person, so you should worship me, you should behave properly. Then Lalita Shakhi, she used to say, even when you are a baby, you kill the putana, are you religious? Stealing butter as well as gopi's clothes, are you a religious person? And when anything gets stolen in Vrindavan, the Vrajavasis directly come only to your home. So do you think that you are a religious person? Then Krishna will immediately change the topic. So such intimate pastime used to happen. So by visiting Unchagon, Lalita Shakhi's village, he can imbibe the mood. In Mahaprabhu's pastime in Puri, Mahaprabhu asked a question to Mukunda Das, who is father, you or Raghunandan Thakur? Because you all know the laddu pastimes of Raghunandan Thakur. When he offered to Gopinath Reddy, he personally ate, and Mukunda Das, he personally saw that. Then immediately Mukunda Das, he embraced his child Raghunandan Thakur, saying that you are actually the father and I am your son. Why? Because those whoever inspires us in Krishna consciousness, they are actually considered to be the father. So in that way, Lalita Shakhi, in one way, she is all our father, in the sense that whoever has little desire to serve Radha Krishna, then she immediately fans that desire, and she immediately brings them to this divine couple, Radha Krishna. So in that way, we can say that not only our HOD Rupa Manjari is boss, but she is also the one way, the father in inspiring all the living entities to come closer to Radha Krishna. Then in the Unchagon, the birthplace of Lalita Shakhi, there is one place called as Deha Kunda. So actually, one old Brahmana came, and then he was crying to Krishna, I have a marriageable daughter, you should help me. Then Krishna told that you want a treasure. My highest treasure is Srimati Radharani. You can take Srimati Radharani. Then that Brahmana cried, I already have a marriageable age daughter, which I am unable to marry. Then if she again comes, how can I marry her? Then Krishna, he made Radharani to sit, and then to equal weight of her gold, he gave to that Brahmana. Then Radharani told, oh, my value is only this much amount of gold. Then Krishna told, no, you have mistakenly taken that. Then he started to pacify Radharani. All these pastimes happened here in Deha Kunda. This is also, this place is also in Unchagon. So many pastime places, some are visible to our material eyes. So she is also the Siksha Guru. She inspires all the devotees. So she chastises Krishna, Radharani, and she is also the great teacher, because Srimati Radharani, she used to take shelter of Lalita Shakhi during embarrassing situation. Oh, Lalita Shakhi, you say me what I should do at this situation. And she also becomes easily angry, but that angry is transcendental anger. That's why her depth of love is unparalleled. That's why Rupa Goswami, he also composed a beautiful prayer called as Lalitashtakam. Wonderful prayers of reservoir of all transcendental qualities. That is a very deep subject. But certainly, we can pray to Lalita Shakhi, that she is a wonderful devotee, making the living entities to come closer to Krishna. Certainly by her mercy, and then visiting the places and praying, the mood, the principle that we can imbibe. And apart from that, just to add one more to her confidential pastime, we all know that the Vipralamba Bhava is mood in separation, and Samboga is union. Vipralamba is more potent and deeper than Sambhoga. And there are 10 stages in Vipralamba Bhava. Then again, it's a big subject. Like even in the material world, you know, if a person falls in love, his eye sees some person, then he falls in love, then he starts to think, then he starts to meditate, then he actually doesn't care himself. Those stages are all there. Actually, it is perfectly for the Vipralamba Bhava, and we can see that how it is reflected in the material world. In the 10th stage, sometimes if there is love failure in this material world, they used to die. Maybe they may commit suicide, but in spiritual world, the 10th stage is also there. Suicide, but no one will die. But the concept of dying, there is actually no asura in the spiritual world, but there is a concept of asura in the spiritual world. There is no death in the spiritual world, but there is a concept of death in the spiritual world. So that is the 10th stage, Vipralamba Bhava. It's a deep subject, but I will go directly to the 10th stage. The 10th stage, when Srimati Radharani, she feels that I cannot feel any more separation from Krishna, because Krishna has left Vrindavan. Then she was almost in a like a dying mode. Like 20, 30 years before, if a person is serious, then telegram comes. Like that Radharani, she was almost in a dying mode. But the concept of dying is that there is actually no death in the spiritual world. She immediately put a confidential letter to Krishna saying that if you don't come and then meet my beloved life and soul, Srimati Radharani, who is also your dear life and soul, she may die immediately if you don't come and see. Then immediately Krishna came in a chariot, and then he actually came to this place, hopefully Madhuvan. Then he immediately jumped from the chariot. Then he immediately came near Srimati Radharani. And we all know that when the air touching Krishna's body is smelled by Radharani, then immediately she wakes up. She immediately somehow or other sensing that woke up, but she couldn't find Krishna because constant tear started to flow from her eye. And Krishna also came here. He said to Radharani, I am here, don't cry. And they were crying. And this is actually Vipralamba. Actually, Vipralamba is separation externally, but internally they are united in their heart. That is Vipralamba. That is the highest stage. Separation is external, but internally, eye to eye union. Krishna, he saw the eyes of Radharani, and Radharani saw the eye of Krishna. That is eye to eye union. That is in the 10th stage, Vipralamba Bhava. And the same mood was only experienced in Jagannath Radhayatra between Lord Jagannath and Lord Chaitanya. So Chaitanya used to see Jagannath as Krishna, seeing his eyes, and Jagannath used to see Mahaprabhu as Radharani, seeing her, his eyes. So it's an eye to eye union. That is Vipralamba Bhava, highest stage. And how ecstasy the devotees experience surrounding, seeing this intimate pastime, that is totally undescribable. But one thing is that when we start to meditate, and these things as mentioned by our acharyas, Goswamis, certainly it takes us to a higher level of meditating, that there is a ocean of nectarian pastimes in Radha and Krishna, and there is no time to have external other insignificant thoughts. So such, we have to dwell deeper and deeper. So Lalita Shakhi, at that time, she was only, till Krishna comes, someone has to pacify Srimati Radharani, no? So she was perfectly clever in pacifying Srimati Radharani, giving the hope, don't worry, very soon Krishna will come. And she personally wrote a letter. When Krishna came, then he also chastised Krishna. Such intimate pastimes happen here. And in Munchagon, there is also a place called as Narayana Bhatta Goswami's Bhajan Kutir, as well as Samadhi. So he is called as Vrajacharya, Namacharya Haridas Thakur, Vrajacharya Narayana Bhatta Goswami. Even Vrajamandal Parikrama, all those places, they were initially discovered by Vrajacharya Narayana Bhatta Goswami. He wrote a book called as Vrajabhakti Vilas. So he only actually found the boundary of Vrajamandal, and most of the places, the Upavans, like Sesa Sai Vishnu, Ladli Lal in Barshana, and almost many places, he was personally discovered by Narayana Bhatta Goswami. He was so intimate to Radha Krishna that the Rasa Leela places, there are many Rasasthali in Vrajamandal. No one knows, but Narayana Bhatta Goswami, he only identified. And when he wants to identify these places, then immediately Radharani appears before him, and then she used to put a great circle. Then Narayana Bhatta Goswami would understand, oh, this is the place where Rasa Leela has happened. There are many places in Vraja Leela, and when we go in Vrajamandal Parikrama, those places are said, this is the place where Krishna eternally he participates in Rasa Leela. Such pastime places, it was identified by Narayana Bhatta Goswami. He is the Vrajacharya. You should understand, like Rasacharya, Rupa Goswami, Sambandacharya, Abhideyacharya, Prayojanacharya, Namacharya, Vrajacharya is Narayana Bhatta Goswami. He is very, very intimately related to Radha Krishna. So that place is also in Unchagon, the birthplace of Lalita Shakhi. And near to that place is also Pishalini Sila, that is called as Shakhi Giri Parvata, where the children, they used to play in the park, you know, skating from upper to lower places like that. There is also a smooth rock. Even all devotees, irrespective of their age, they used to come and then sport like this. So here, Radha Krishna, Sakis, they all used to assemble here, and then they observed the wonderful Holi festival. So then we will also cover about Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami is very intimately related to Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami. So he was the son of younger brother Anupam, Sri Vallabha. Even when he was as a child, he had a chance to visit and take darshan of Mahaprabhu. Then he also, should be at the age of 14, Jiva Goswami came to Navadvip. At that time, Jiva Goswami's age was 14, and when he came to Navadvip, Mahaprabhu, he winded up his earthly pastime. At that time, Nityananda Prabhu, after his marriage, he was residing at Kardaha, which is near Panihatti, along with Janava Devi and Vasudha. So knowing that Jiva Goswami has come to Navadvip from Kardaha, Nityananda Prabhu came to Navadvip, and then he blessed Jiva Goswami by putting his hand on his head. And all apart from that, Nityananda Prabhu told that, I have come to Navadvip only to have your association, and he personally took Jiva Goswami to all the pastime places of Lord Chaitanya, because Jiva Goswami was having so much hankering mood in not seeing Lord Chaitanya's pastime places, but his desire was fulfilled. So Jiva Goswami initially told, I want to go to Vrindavan. But Nityananda Prabhu told, no, these are all the pastime places of Mahaprabhu. Then wherever he went, he immediately rolled in the ground. Then after this Navadvip Parikrama was over, Nityananda Prabhu told to Jiva Goswami, now you can go to Vrindavan. But he told, I see that there is no difference between Navadvip and Vrindavan. So what is the lesson which we have to learn here? So initially when Jiva Goswami wanted to go to Vrindavan, he was stopped by Nityananda. But after doing Parikrama, Nityananda Prabhu actually emphasized him to go to Vrindavan to join his uncle Rupa Sanatan. So to reside in Vrindavan, we need a qualification. But when we do Navadvip Pandal Parikrama, then we become qualified to reside in Vrindavan. So that is the essential lesson given to us. So we should never ever aspire to go to Vrindavan directly. First take shelter of Navadvip. There are many places that has to be visited in Navadvip and Gauramandal. Visit those places. Navadvip gives us the qualification to reside in Vrindavan. And Navadeep is also personally created by Srimati Radharani. So, Jiva Goswami, so he had a nice opportunity to do this first ever Navadeep Pandal Parikrama. And this Parikrama was very special. When Nityananda Prabhu used to say, here, this is the place where Mahaprabhu did that pastime was actually visualized by Jiva Goswami. Then from there, upon the advice of Nityananda Prabhu, he came to Vrindavan and he took the shelter of Rupa Sanatan Goswami. They both are scholars. Jiva Goswami is a scholar. But on the way to Vrindavan, he came to Benaras, Kasi, Varanasi, and he studied under Madhusudana Vachaspati, all grammars, and he became a scholar. And when he came to Vrindavan, there are many pastimes which Jiva Goswami performed in Vrindavan. So prior to that, this is the place called as Prem Bagh, which is also in Bangladesh, because in this Prem Bagh only, Rupa Sanatan father, he developed a nice garden here. And there is also a nice temple, Prem Bagh temple. So these are all the pastimes related to Rupa Sanatan and Jiva Goswami. And there is also Rupa Sanatan Dham temple at Bangladesh, one of the biggest temple in ISKCON in Bangladesh. And we all know that in Bangladesh, Vaishnava, this is when we went to Bangladesh, this was the reception. So much love from Prabhuji's and Mataji's. And so much love and care. When we separate from one place to another place, they literally cry, and that is natural. So when we want to see what Guru Bhakti is and how to serve devotees, everyone should visit Bangladesh. It is a must visit place. So much love they have for devotees. Being in a Muslim country, that is unimaginable. That should be personally experienced. And gone to many yatras, but still Bangladesh yatra, it is almost like a floating in the spiritual world, though it is a Muslim country. So this is the place where Jiva Goswami resided in a cave. And why Jiva Goswami came here? Rupa Narayan, a great Digvijayi Pandit, when he came here to debate with Rupa Sanatan, the Jayapatra, not to waste time, Rupa Sanatan, they signed that they have been defeated. But upon hearing, Jiva Goswami debated with Rupa Narayan fiercely. I'm saying in short. Then Rupa Goswami came to know about the debate Jiva Goswami had with Rupa Narayan. And actually, Rupa Narayan was defeated by Jiva Goswami. Then hearing that, why you wasted time arguing with that person? You have pride. If you have pride, there is no place to live in Vrindavan. So you can go out of Vrindavan. So this is the border of Mathura, where Jiva Goswami came here. And this is a cave where crocodiles used to reside. He used to reside here chanting. He didn't. He stopped eating, drinking water. The village people used to hear some Baba is chanting here. When Sanatana Goswami came here, this message was told by the local villagers to Sanatana Goswami. He understood, oh, Jiva Goswami is here. Then he made arrangement to bring Jiva Goswami again to the shelter of Rupa Goswami. Sanatana Goswami, in a Vaishnava etiquette manner, he asked, so our movement is Lord Chaitanya's movement. So what is the highest principle? Rupa Goswami said, Jiva Doya. Then he, Sanatana asked to Rupa Goswami, then what happened to that Jiva? Then Rupa Goswami understood, oh, I have made a mistake. Then Jiva Goswami, he was in the lap of Rupa Goswami crying, so much affection Rupa had for Jiva. But in order to teach us the lesson, we should not have material designation and especially pride. That cannot give us the residence in Vrindavan. And even when Vallabhacharya came forward to do some correction for Rupa Goswami's work, Jiva Goswami told that you cannot find any error in him. And he was also personally chastised by Rupa Goswami again. But as a disciple, what he did is correct. But as a spiritual master, what Rupa Goswami did is correct. So for us, when we want to enter into Vrindavan, the mood of Akrura, he didn't think that I am a minister, I am wearing a costly cloth. He just rolled in the ground, taking the dust off Sri Krishna. So such should be the mood. So when, again, he was chastised twice, when he was chastised by Rupa Narayan, he actually resided here in Mathura, Bayagon, the cave where crocodiles resided. And when he was again chastised after debating with Vallabhacharya, he again came to this place called as Nandagat, where actually Nanda Maharaj was personally arrested by the servants of Varunadev. He resided there. And later again he was brought back to Vrindavan. So that's why Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur used to say, just by purchasing a train ticket, flight ticket, we cannot reside in Vrindavan. It's the consciousness, and especially the humility. Jiva Goswami wrote many literatures, Bhakti Sandarbha, many things we can mention. He has wonderful writing, and even his manuscripts, we can see. The Samadhi of Jiva Goswami, Radha Damodara Temple. But what lesson we can learn from Jiva Goswami? To be humble. Humble, humility, naturally, when we are in the association of devotees, sometimes we'll be chastised. So we should be take it as a special mercy. And then the Vaishnava behavior, how to nicely behave with the Vaishnava. And under Jiva Goswami, Narottam Das Thakur, Srinivasa Acharya, Shyamananda Pandit studied. So the multi-guru system was right from the period of Jiva Goswami. He was the Siksha Guru. And these three personalities studied under him. Narottam Das Thakur Guru, we all know that it's Lokanath Goswami. Srinivasa Acharya Guru is Gopal Bhatta Goswami. Shyamananda Prabhu, his guru, is Hridaya Chaitanya. But they all nicely studied under Jiva Goswami and they were very intimately connected. And Sita Thakurani, she is Yogamaya. Yogamaya, internal potency of Lord Krishna. We all know that Vrindadevi, Paurnamasi. Paurnamasi is Yogamaya. There is also a temple which we are seeing, the deity form of Paurnamasi. So the background, Paurnamasi, Vrindadevi. Paurnamasi, we can say, planning department, Yogamaya, execution, Vrindadevi. So we can ask, Yogamaya participated in Lord Chaitanya's pastime as who? It is none other than Sita Thakurani, who is none other than the wife of Advaita Acharya. Advaita Acharya, Sita Thakurani, they were very intimately related to Mahaprabhu. And one of the pastime that happened in Shantipur was that Advaita Acharya and Sita Thakurani wanted to personally feed Lord Chaitanya, because Lord Chaitanya used to come with a group of disciples. But to their heart's content, they desired to serve Lord Chaitanya. Advaita Acharya brought Mahaprabhu to this world. When Advaita Acharya decided like this, then there was a storm rain. So every disciples, even the some of the sannyasis associate, they got dispersed somewhere, and Mahaprabhu came alone to the house of Advaita Acharya. And to their heart content, they fed prasadam in such a way that Mahaprabhu was completely pleased. And Mahaprabhu likes the sharp prasadam, the green leafy vegetables. And apart from that, many prasadam was given to Mahaprabhu. Mahaprabhu ate that. They were so happy. Advaita Acharya is none other than Mahavishnu. Mahaprabhu had a tremendous respect to Advaita Acharya, but Advaita Acharya wanted Mahaprabhu to accept him as a servant. So that's why one day he was teaching Yoga Vashishta about the impersonalism. When Mahaprabhu heard this, he took a stick and he started to beat Advaita Acharya. Sita Thakurani ran saying that he is an old man, don't beat like that, he may die. Advaita Acharya was jumping in joy. If you are beating me in a stick, it means that you have accepted me as a servant. Then Lord Chaitanya told to Advaita Acharya, no one can enter into an argument with a devotee and we can't get a victory. I am giving up this, you have won. So in our tradition, we clearly say that Mahavishnu is servant of Mahaprabhu. Mahavishnu is a servant of Krishna, and this pastime clearly indicates how Advaita Acharya, he is imbibing the mood to serve Lord Chaitanya. And when Mahaprabhu was born in Mayapur, the name Nimai was actually given by Sita Thakurani. Since he was born under a neem tree, and in order to be protected from witches and ghosts, Sita Thakurani brought many ornaments, gold, tiger nail, many silken cloths, and actually she also taught Sachi Mata how to raise Nimai as a child, caring and affection, the art of parenting that was explained by Yoga Maya, Sita Thakurani to Sachi Devi. So Sita Thakurani is such intimately related to Nimai, and Mahaprabhu, he often visits Shantipur on the way to Puri. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur, so his appearance day, we will little bit see about Bhaktivinoda Thakur, at least the places where he has been residing. So after there was a gap in our generation, after Baladev Vidyabhushan Chakravarti Thakur, there was Upper Sampradaya. Those Upper Sampradaya was identified by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and he engineered and pioneered the Namahatta system. And he wrote many books, and he envisioned many things. And this is the birthplace of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Ula Veer Nagar. We all know that Krishnanagar is 1 hour travel from Mayapur, 40 minutes travel from, 30 to 40 minutes travel from Krishnanagar is Ula Veer Nagar, which is the birthplace of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. And Prabhupada wanted actually this place to be nicely built by ISKCON, and many more, because he was a visionary, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Many academic studies have been planned to come here. He was also residing in the Gaudiya Mutt, in the Grand Road at Puri, Bhaktivinoda Thakur. At that time only, when he prayed a divine son need to be sent, then Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur appeared. And we all know that pastime, how when Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur as a small boy was kept before Jagannath deity, a flower garland fell upon him, again reassuring that he is a divine son. And Bhadrak, there is a place, Bhadrak should be that place from Katak to near to Remuna. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was working as a head schoolmaster there. Then he was in Puri. Then he was also in Kolkata. Then in Godhramadvip, in Swananda Sukhada Kunj, his samadhi can be found, and his worshipable deities, Gaura Gadadhara deities, can be also seen there. From there only he was able to visualize the TOVP temple of Vedic Planetarium, and also the birthplace of Mahaprabhu, which he identified with the help of Jagannath Das Babaji. So we can certainly see these acharyas, how they have played a crucial role in not only in imbibing the mood of Lord Chaitanya, but also as a pioneer. So such are the great transcendental pastimes of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur, where we can learn many lessons, especially in chanting, mind not getting distracted. Lalita Shakhi, how merciful she is, how she is bringing all the living entities closer to Radha Krishna. Jiva Goswami, who has given us many transcendental literatures, wonderful teaching, humility. Actually, humility is not like, actually, in one way, though he debated with Rupa Narayan as well as with Vallabhacharya, he did it for the Guru's cause. So humility means not, we should think that, yeah, we are incapable to do anything, but at the same time, we should do something for the missionary movement. And at the same time, we should feel that it's only the potency with which we are empowered to do. In devotional service, whatever we do, it's certainly only the Bhakti Sakti. And Sita Thakurani, in how in a Vatsalya parental mode she was always inclined in serving a Mahaprabhu. And many pastimes happened in Shantipur, especially Advaita Acharya observing the disappearance day of Madhavendra Puri, the Shantipur festival. Also how glorious is Sita Thakurani, how she kept the name Nimai. So certainly we can pray to these great four wonderful transcendental personalities to bless us and pray us for our quick advancement in Krishna consciousness. Certainly by the blessings, we should 100% guaranteed that we are in the right path. We have to put effort from our side and we have to seek their blessings. Thank you, Hare Krishna. With this, I am ending the session. So if you have any comments, realization, question, please to us. Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you. Thank you so much for a wonderful class, Prabhu. You detailed explained in you took us to all the holy dance, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhu. If anybody have any questions or realization you would like to share, please go ahead. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, so wonderful class, Prabhuji. Very nice. You took a virtual visa and took us on a virtual tour. By your mercy, maybe we want to join personally in your yatra, Prabhuji. So one question, Prabhuji, is was Lakshakira also initiated or only Maya Devi? And then there was another question here that if Maya Devi is initiated, then what is her role? Like for devotees, she should be helping the devotees to reach to Krishna. Is her service the same or what's her role, Prabhuji?
Yes, Lakshahira was initiated, certainly. Maya Devi was also initiated. Chanting the holy name doesn't depend on initiation. And apart from that, certainly Harinam initiation, and that was certain for Lakshahira because she was also chanting Tri Lakh Holy Name. And the Maya Devi, she also got initiated in chanting the Mahamantra because such is the potency of Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Maya Devi function is that actually she is a Vaishnavi. So actually, those who want to create disturbance, she is like a jail superintendent. She has to naturally do the role of a jail superintendent or like a quality control department in a company. Only those who are qualified, she makes the eligibility to enter into the world of Krishna. So actually she wants everyone to become a devotee of Krishna. That's why she gives more trouble. Because even in the film, only if there is a villain, then the heroine goes and then takes shelter of the hero. So the heroine are all the jivas. So Maya Devi, in one way, with the many miseries created by her personally, in order to drive away all the jivas away from the material world and go towards Krishna. So it's a thankless task, in one way we can say. That's why Maya Devi, Durga Devi, Sumantri Devi, she prayed to Mahaprabhu, whenever there is light, there is no darkness, I can't be before you, so I cannot take your association directly. But Mahaprabhu Krishna said that whenever we descend into this material world, we perform pastimes through you. So you can, in that way, you can get associated with this. So you are also close to me. So in that way, actually, the function of Maya Devi, in one way, is to bring us close to Krishna. Even in jail, if a person enters, they used to get a beating. And once they are rectified, when a person comes out of the jail, this I observed during one few years of jail preaching. So many important leaders and other persons may be jailed, but after they get released and after their contact becomes changed, the jail superintendent congratulates him, puts a salute, then 1 dozen of banana, some shirt, and other clothes they used to give him, and the royal welcome. So like that, the jail superintendent is Maya Devi. Till the jiva is in the material world, many miseries will come. But the misery, the purpose of misery is to bring us close to Krishna. So in that way, she is doing a thankless task, rather an indirect way. But when we see from the Shastric point of view, how intimately and important function she is rendering, we can appreciate Hare Krishna.
Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Very, very nice seeing the pastimes, places, and also hearing your realizations and what we have to learn from that. We are very grateful for your association, Prabhuji. Please bless us. We may also develop a little bit of nishta and chanting. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Dandavat Pranam. Very, very beautiful class, Prabhuji. You always give us this PPT slideshow where we can see the places. It is so nice, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for taking us to all the places without visa, as you said in the beginning. It is so nice, Prabhu. Thank you once again.
You have got the mercy of Mahaprabhu. You have got a virtual visa. Hare Krishna.
Yes, yes, Prabhuji. So true. Hopefully, I get in-person visa and I can go and see all these places, Prabhuji. Whenever you come, you give us so much love for Bangladesh. So one day, we will definitely visit Bangladesh, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Thank you so much for the wonderful class. Actually, we could visualize everything in front of us when we were explaining everything. I have a question, Prabhuji. Does Haridas Thakur have any spiritual master?
Yeah, the spiritual master for Haridas Thakur and also the spiritual master for Srivas Thakur, that is not mentioned. But they are direct associates of Lord Chaitanya. Like Jiva Goswami's spiritual master is Rupa Goswami for Haridas Thakur, and for Srivas Thakur, there is nothing mentioned about that. But they are close associates of Mahaprabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji. Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam. Srila Prabhupada, Srila Gurudev ki jai. Shri Radha Gopinath ki jai. Prabhuji, it is very hard to explain 27-page class in 2 minutes, but I will try my best. Prabhuji, first of all, you explain about the Goswamis and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Maharaj Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Srila Prabhupada, Gaudiyagar, Sakhi Uchagau, Srimati Shri Lalita Sakhi, and the Bhav Ras, and then you explain about the Shada Goswami, Srila Prabhupada, and then Rupa Manjari, Loving Manjari, Sanatana Goswami, and Tulsi Manjari, and you explain about the Lakshahila, Madhav Lila, then you explain about Siddha Bakul Puri and Jagannath came there, Shishi Jagannath came there, and then Mahaprabhu, then Haridas Thakur expressed his desire, then you explain Shishi Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ji bathed Haridas Thakur at the end of that life, and by that desire, and Lord Chaitanya, and then Haridas Thakur, Lord Chaitanya, sab jagah pe jaake, sab uske par jaake, sab shopkeeper ke paas jaake, bhiksha leke unhone Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ne bada festival Haridas Thakur ka manaya. After that, you explain about the that Mahaprabhu chanting in near please forgive me, Siddha Bakul chanting 3 lakhs chanting Shridha Bakul, Haridas Thakur is chanting 3 lakhs japa in the Shridha Bakul, then Jagannath Prasadam, then Siddha Bakul tree, then Mahaprabhu. Every day they converse, every day hearing Krishna Katha from Acharya, Nam Acharya Haridas Thakur, then explain about the Lord Chaitanya's, Lord Chaitanya hear Krishna Katha from Haridas Thakur, then this the tears is not stop when you explain about Sitam Balsana Dham, Srimati Shishi Radharani, Nandagaon, Uncha Gaon, Lalita Sakhi's Dham, and Lalita Sakhi's service, Balsana Temple, Ladli Lalju Temple. Then you explain about Uncha Gaon, birthplace of Srimati Shishi Lalita Sakhi, and the service of Lalita Sakhi with the Veena, Vittal Pan, and Srimati Shishi Lalita Sakhi is little strong, and she's doing so many service, and then about the Balsana Dham, then Srimati Shishi Lalita Sakhi is expert to decorate Srimati Shishi Radharani, she said to Srimati Radharani not to meet Srimati Lord Krishna, to Srimati Shishi Radharani. She is little bit strict, but from inside she is loving too much to Srimati Shishi Radharani and Lord Krishna. She chastised Lord Krishna. She is the only one of the Sakhi that she is chastised Lord Krishna. Always her mood to show Lord Krishna and Srimati Shishi Radharani, and Lalita Sakhis also give a Tambul Seva, and Rupa Manjari is the chief Sakhi, and then explain about so many things, Prabhuji. It's going on, Vipralamba Bhav, so nicely you explain. And Lalita Sakhi's message to Lord Krishna, and Jiva Goswami, Rupa Goswami, and take a darshan of Sri Mahaprabhu. Then boundary of Yatra of Rasalila, and then Narayan Bhatta Goswami. It is going on and going on and going on, Prabhuji. But other Vaishnava also glorify about Srimati Shishi Radharani and Lord Krishna. So that Prabhuji, please, my humble request that can you please share the PPT file with all of us, that in this Kali Yuga it is difficult to share this big lecture with a newcomer Vaishnava. We can share 2 to 2 minutes video to all of them. So my humble request with folded hand, that can you please share PPT file? Koti koti dhanvat pranam.
Yes, Mataji. Thank you, Vrinda Gopika Mataji. So I will share to Shama Gauri Mataji after this class is over. Nicely summarized to Vrinda Gopika Mataji.
Nobody is explaining the last Prabhuji 1 minute that you explain about Srimati Shishi Thakur, Sita Thakurani, Namacharya Haridas Thakur, Jiva Goswami is humility. Vaishnav has to be so humble that Vallabhacharya not to chastise, that Jiva Goswami is chastised one Vaishnava, then he has to stay 6 months outside the Shidam Prindavan Dham. And so many things, Prabhuji, I cannot explain in a 1 minute your class. Hari Hari Gauranga, Koti Koti Dhanvat Pranam to your efforts. Chai Chai Nityananda, Chai Chai Gauranga.
All glories to Guru Gauranga.
Does anybody have any more questions or realizations? Thank you so much, Vrinda Gopika Mataji, for summarizing the whole class. Thank you, Mataji.
Pancha kalpa tarubhyascha kripa sindhu deva kapachika dava mahadevya vaishnava
thank you
so anta koti vaishnava ki jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai his grace
jivan gaur hari prabhu ji ki
guru gauranga ki jai
thank you so much for your valuable time prabhu thank you for all the class Prabhuji, we are very grateful to you and we look forward for your association again and again, Prabhuji. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Thank you, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna. Lalitangi.